September 16th. It's Bob.
It's Max.
And we're off. 10 FNM. Oh, what a long week.
Considerably just as boring for me. Same old, same old.
I was ready to punch Larry in the face this week many a times. Keith was gone on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So he started working with me on some experimental mufflers that came in.
Okay.
Never seen him in my year and a half there. Well, Larry, we get a third of the way through the first one. Ah, put it down, go do something else. And walks away, because he couldn't figure it out. Oh, a little frustrating, because I had three other orders that I could have gotten done in that time. Instead, I had to chase Larry around the shop with a bum leg for 4.5 hours.
What did you do to your leg?
I have no clue. Just every morning I've been waking up and it's just been hurting more and more.
Huh, must have strained something.
So I'm just gonna start painkiller regimen. No, they're not illegal painkillers. Just over the counter, fucking dose myself with ibuprofen.
The basic, getting old.
I don't know what it is. Hurts every time I go from bending my leg to straightening it.
You could also have a burned bone spur or whatever.
Nope, it would have developed over time. This one just came on this week.
Oh.
And then tomorrow is Legacy, which I don't think will fire.
Tomorrow is Legacy.
Yeah, third Saturday.
It's also my brother's birthday. So I'll try and see if I'm free by that time.
Probably not. I don't even think I'm going to go down.
Yeah, they fire off at what, 2? If there's enough of a vote for it, then yeah, I'll try and get down there, but...
I mean, we're not going to get any people to fire. And I don't want to fire. It's no point in firing less than 8.
Yeah. It's just better off for grinding games.
I mean, save the 30-minute one-way trip.
Yeah.
Just go grind games at Lake Geneva.
Speaking of which, Lake Geneva, we still owe Jake that case.
Huh?
Up here.
Yeah, we still owe Jake a thing. He reminded you today.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jake to say anything to him about what kind he wants.
No.
Because Jake is only there on...
When I asked him what he wanted, he said, just surprise me.
We need to go to Walmart, create your own six-pack, and give him the cheapest we can get.
I mean...
Nah, not that mean. Go get him a variety pack.
Did they have, like, some chocolate beer or something?
I have no idea.
Just get him a joke case. Like chocolate, the most disgusting beer we know of.
No, I would be that mean. He did get up early and get us our...
I know, but a joke case. He's getting that case of that and then...
No, I'm not spending any extra money. Things are already tight enough now, Max, because Alicia's gone back to work, but she doesn't get paid for the first month.
Oh.
Because they have a 2-week delayed payment at the bus company.
Oh.
So...
That's weird.
Until... Next Friday, it's been just my income for the past month and a half.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It's not like it's a bad amount of income.
No, it's tight with what we have, Max.
I know.
Because we pay for Alicia's insurance through the marketplace, which isn't that affordable. $250 a month. We pay for... $300 car payment.
Yeah.
Our energy bill because of the AC has been over $150 the past 3 months. Our cell phone bill is now over $200 a month because of Alicia losing her phone. Because we have to finance hers instead of pay outright $700 because they don't do contracts anymore. We now have gas bills that'll be rising coming the winter rates. and a $1,000 mortgage each month.
At least you guys are smart with your money.
Don't have any, can't waste any money when it's already spent before you get it. But yes, we are kind of delaying talking about magic because I'm just going to rant.
Yeah, those people that haven't heard, they...
Well, most, I'm going to assume most people have. Here's a quick rundown. In Kaladesh, there's Expeditions 2.0. They are all famous artifacts. Full art, foil, most of them first time being full foil.
Yeah.
There's 24 or 30 of them. Something like that.
There was 30, exactly.
Yeah, there's 30, and then there's, in each continuous set and block, there's going to be expeditions now known as the Masterpiece Collection.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking horseshit. There, I dropped an F-bomb for the cast.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. We gotta get people to listen to this from the care.
There's been people who have listened.
Fair point.
All I can say is that I think Wizards is getting pushed by Hasbro because Shadows over Innistrad set and block were flops in sales. They haven't been selling as many packs as they want. And they're using the excuse of Battle for Zendikar being the number one set to use the Expedition 2.0 as the only reason that they're going to sell. Because if you look at it, Standard is cheap right now.
Yeah.
Because Shadows over Innistrad block, there is nothing powerful in it. There's nothing.
I really can't think of a very powerful card.
There's a couple of expensive cards, but only because they're finding eternal play.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for people to buy it. With Kaladesh, people are... Oh, yeah. Well, it also starts with the whole thing, way that Morrow announced the Masterpiece. He announced it as a way to lower the barrier of entry to Standard.
Yeah. I mean, it mathematically, it will cause the Standard cards to go a little bit lower because everyone's buying the packs for these Expedition cards.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to make Standard a little bit more affordable.
But what's that acknowledging?
That they're not making money.
No, it's not that. What they can't talk about, the secondary market.
Yeah.
It's total bullcrap that they're saying, well, we're not going to acknowledge the secondary market, but we are acknowledging it by saying we want people to get into Standard easier. It's freaking hypocritical.
Yeah, no, I just... Everyone that I've heard from a podcast all say it's a cash grab.
Oh, yeah. Everyone that I know is saying cash grab.
It's a mutual...
Wizards has pretty much admitted that any set that doesn't have the Expeditions is not going to meet their sales quota, so they are going to force the Expeditions on everyone.
Yep. And the worst part is they're going to be still so rare that they're going to still minimum probably $50 on most of them.
No, they won't. They're not even going to knock that much off. I mean, I feel sorry for the people who picked up, like, the pack foil Mana Crypt from EMA.
Oh, yeah.
Only now to have to turn around and be like, oh, look, mine is now hugely devalued because everyone wants the full art one.
Yeah, the fact that they reprinted Mana Crypt so early, I think was probably a bad thought, unless they're just trying to drive that price down.
No, it's not going to drive the price down. It's only going to make it so that people, like the EDH players or Q players, are going to flip their pack foil into the Expedition foil.
Yeah.
But, as I've said before, it's just fucking horseshit that they're saying, we're not acknowledging the secondary market, but we are acknowledging it by pushing down the cost of Standard.
Which I kind of like, but at the same time, on the same instance, it's really kind of horrible.
Instead of just printing the flipping cards that people want, they give us these ultra-rare, now fifth rarity of magic. Yeah. Because they said it's going to be in every set and block. There's going to be 50.
Yep. Well, it's confirmed for this set and the next set. It's not... they're saying they're going to be there, but it's not totally confirmed yet for Unwinkat and further.
Yeah, they have confirmed that from this set on. They are going to be having expeditions.
Well, they haven't confirmed the amount that's going to be.
No, 50. Set. 50.
Really?
Yeah, it was in Morrow's article when he announced them on Monday.
Hmm.
I mean, I got into it with my friend Jeremy on Twitter because he says it's good for everyone. I say, no, it's not, because there's still eternal staples that people can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
Just reprint the damn cards. Wizards needs to do literally is take put EMA into big box stores.
That could be one thing.
Because what happened with Modern Masters 1 is Wizards had such a limited print run and they only sold it to shops. So shops were able to price gouge. And nobody could stop them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not worried about the secondary market, throw it in the big box stores and have a 6-month print run.
That is a good point. Kaladesh will be in the big box stores.
Yeah, I mean, just like Battle for Zendikar.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even then, the chances of buying, getting an I...
One out of 144 packs. So pretty much one out of a case.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's supposed to be this little bit rarer than a foil mythic.
Yeah. Now to go back on the fact that I pulled 3 expeditions, I think I'll probably see one of these by the end of the Kaladesh set.
Well, if you actually... if you actively draft...
Well, I never buy packs. You never know. Like, because again, like Geneva does their free standard event sometimes.
Okay.
And you get packs for winning.
Unfortunately, you have to play standard.
Yeah, which... I make my cheap decks. They work, and they don't work. Seriously, just depends on what people are there that day. When they did the game day for Eldritch Moon, if I was a land, I was a land away from winning each one of those games. Just because of the skill difference.
Oh yeah, and then Josh, he's moving.
Where's he moving to?
California.
Oh wow, so he's getting...
He's following his parents. I guess November 1st they're moving out.
Oh.
Yeah. So it sucks.
Yeah. That's gonna be kind of weird.
Sucks. Last I talked to him back at Conspiracy event, free draft day, he had mentioned that things were looking like he would be able to stay here. I guess all of a sudden he's just moving with his parents.
Yeah. People do what they gotta do. No, there's not much other Magic news.
I mean, they did spoil the blue-white planeswalker.
Yeah, Dovahn...
Yeah, Dovahn something.
Dovahn Bane? No.
Not that good. I don't think he's gonna actually make the role viable.
He's weird. I wanna bring him up. That way... I mean, people have probably already heard it by now because all the other podcasts are running clock-to-clock spoilers. So, one of the kind of downsides of where we cast on a where we record on a Friday.
I mean, we had first spoilers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We were one of the first casts talking about Chandra, so, but it happens.
Yeah. No other fillers of, like, Magic or anything for you?
I mean, I don't touch my cards Monday through Thursday.
It's the same with me. I just brew decks and then see if they're good or not. I mean, I've been still working on that black-white deck I want to build.
I think you just look at Dead Guy Ale, Max. Because you're already in black, so you just splash green for Abrupt Decays. So that way you actually have game against Miracles.
I mean, I already have the... This black-white version is I just run one by you in main and have Mox Diamonds.
Okay, so what happens with Blood Moon?
Mox Diamonds.
Oh my god. You're so relying on stupid shit.
Either way.
No, not either way. It's such a bad plan. You just play Dead Guy Ale and you change Lilies to...
Kaias.
What's in Kaias?
I mean, if I looked at the list, that's kind of what it is. I'm just trying to go for more of a prison element, but...
Then you're not going to get it with a planeswalker suite.
Well, it's like prison with the... prison with Stoneforge package.
No, you're not going to be able to mix those two things. They're two very different plans, Max. Just look at, like, mono white angel stacks. If you want to play prison.
But, no, finally got up Dovenbond.
Okay.
Two mana, white-blue. Kind of simple. Starts with three loyalty. Until your next turn, target creature gets -3/-0.
+1, +2.
+1.
Okay.
His -1 is you gain 2 life and draw a card. And then his -7 is an emblem of your opponents can't untap more than 2 permanents during their untap steps. So an ultimate that's going to take 5 turns to activate, I think.
And it doesn't even guarantee you a win.
Yeah. And by that point, yeah, it's... And then you gain 2 life, draw a card. Yeah. I don't see any point in that. That's...
I mean, unless you're going to kill him, you draw a second one and play him plus.
It's about the only reason I see why I play Mineseum.
Yeah. And then, I think we missed it last week. The new Nissa.
Oh. The one for the standard decks?
Yeah.
For the Planeswalker cards?
Yeah, the Planeswalker decks.
Yeah, both of them are... both. Really cool. Yeah. Chris is trying to tell me, yeah, it's still kind of good. No.
I mean, I like that they did that for... I don't know, what are good prison cards?
Prison Sphere, Chalice, Smokestack, Tanglewire...
Is there a deck that just runs all those cards?
Oh, that guy just hit a bird. The team ahead of us just ran over a bird.
Oh, wow. I ran over a skunk earlier this week. That sucked.
Yeah.
I am not... Oh, there's Mythic Spoiler. Found it. Mythic Spoiler is the only site that actually has the... the
Planeswalker decks.
Yeah, Planeswalker decks. They also have all of the cards for the... Kaladesh artifacts.
Kaladesh was just fully spoiled today. Mm-hmm. Because next week's the pre-release.
Oh, wow, we're actually that close to it? I thought we were a little bit further away.
No. Oh, we've had the past 3 months, 3 set releases. EMA in June. Eldritch Moon in July. And Conspiracy 2 in August. And now... Kaladesh in September.
Yeah, I don't even think we want to even go over these Planeswalkers.
No, they're...
They are horrible.
Yeah, they're going to be in people's first EDH decks.
It's just going to be people thinking I need every single Planeswalker.
Nope.
So people that play Magic, that obviously probably... that obviously are
experienced Magic players.
Which
don't
is,
buy the Planeswalker decks.
You'll be wasting your time. If for some reason there's a deck that finds value in that, buy the card individually. Someone would have cracked it by now and got rid of it. Or trade that new kid for some good standard cards.
It's back.
What is? Oh, the random beep?
The beep when I break.
It might be because your brake's wet.
No, it wasn't wet the other last time.
Really?
No. I feel it's got to be the drive-by wire.
At least now we can verify it's your car.
I knew it was my car. It's every time I let on or off the brake.
But no, we were trying to go over. Is there actually a deck that runs every single prison card?
Mono White Angel stacks.
Really?
Look it up.
Alright. Well, since we got nothing else to really talk about.
Because that's what Steven wants. Steven wants to build stacks. I'm like, oh, so you just want to lose to fast combo. Because, like, your win con is Entreat the Angels for a billion.
Mm. I bet there's, like, other win cons you can try. Alright. Angel stacks. Mox Diamonds. Armageddon and Wrath of Gods. Ugh.
Yeah. Nobody has fun.
Magus of Tabernacle. What's this guy do? I haven't read it before. Oh, that's Oh, okay, all creatures have...
an upkeep cost.
Okay.
It's a tabernacle with a dude.
That makes so much sense now. Hey, everyone, I just figured out why the Maguses are called Magus of. Exalted Angel, what? There's just so many weird cards.
Yeah, because it's a bad deck, so it plays bad cards.
No. Hopefully Martin's down tonight, so that way I can play against, not Painter, but freaking Tez versus Delver.
Just jam Chalice on one?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of games where you don't get the jam down Chalice. And those are the games that I want to try out.
I don't know. Chuck should be here next week.
Really? Cool.
It's been a month and a half.
We might actually have him build up a Legacy deck.
No, he's busy.
Well, just so that way he's on the same page as all of us.
I mean, he's still not playing a good deck. Yes, he has power, but none of his creatures are good.
Well, he's just playing the old decks, old style.
He's playing an old style green red aggro. Yeah. The Thunderball. This week, Leaving a Legacy podcast here on the MTG Cast Network. They actually released their 100th episode.
Yeah, congrats for them.
I don't know if you listened to it.
I listened to it, yeah.
I listened to about half of it.
It was a longer episode.
Yeah, like almost 2.5 hours.
Well, they just brought in every single person that they've had in the cast that was available. It was still kind of nice. All them going to it. It's also kind of nice not hearing about Kaladesh.
Yeah, that was
constantly.
And then from last Friday, Mauro released two of his two Drive to Work podcasts were about Urza's Legacy.
Those were fun to listen to.
Oh my god, so much nostalgia for me. I so miss that standard. Rather type 2. Oh my god, those decks were so fun to play.
Oh yeah, no Nick this week?
Yeah, no Nick. He didn't even text me.
Wow.
He's kind of stuck in that home.
Oh.
So.
We never really talked about last week. We never talked about how you got into Magic.
Well, I got into Magic back in Innistrad. Just being bored.
Just because you were bored?
Yeah.
So you just came to the shop one day and...
Well, like, the shop had opened back in Innistrad.
The shop has been open since Zendikar.
Yeah. So, the shop was still being established at the time. And I was going to school just at Badger.
So you walked after school?
Well, I was like, Mom, stop there. We want to see what they have. And, of course, they don't have video games. We thought it was a game store, but we went in there and me and my brother had bought starter decks for Magic like maybe 3 months ago.
Okay.
And we were thinking about maybe getting into the game because there's a lot of games of which me and him have just tried.
Okay.
But so, I mean, frick, I bought a deck and then he bought a deck and...
You guys were hooked.
I only kept playing because there was actually people to play with, while he's just kind of falling out because all his friends don't play.
Yeah. Well, they do other stuff.
Yeah. Like fight spiders, which is kind of weird. People have fun. Don't really care. But yeah, it was just basically. I mean, it was kind of weird because I don't know if you remember what was the name of the place. It was out in the middle of freaking nowhere. Millie's? Do you remember Millie's out in, I think, Walworth area?
Millie's?
Yeah.
Was it a game shop?
No, it was a food place. Like a breakfast brunch type style place.
If I drove past it, I might recognize it.
Well, it's closed.
I don't think I ever ate there.
Yeah, it's closed. They ended up closing down because the people that knew about it was too far out of the way. And the people that knew about it died old age.
The
people who owned it?
No, it wasn't the people that owned it. It was just the people that went there and that knew about it. Okay. All kind of died of old age because and they never really had good advertising.
Oh, okay.
So they just kind of closed up shop. But it was kind of funny because me and my brother, we ate, and then right while we're waiting there for food, we're playing our games. Because he's playing his, I'm playing mine. I had the, I think it was, what was it, M10 that came out at that time?
M10 was an old one. It was older.
I don't know, what was the year that new shirt came out?
That was 2011?
Then it was M11, yeah.
2012 maybe? I don't know.
No, I think it was M11.
It was M12.
Hmm.
Because the first event that I went to LGG at was the M12 celebration.
Hmm.
And that was free drafts all day. Like, literally, Wizards sent Jason like 6 cases.
Yeah.
And all we did was draft it.
Well, I was there for the Avacyn one.
No, but that was before Innistrad, because the next set that came out was Innistrad. Because I'll never forget, I was in an Innistrad seal when Alicia called me and told me she passed her finals in college.
Okay. That's good. But, yeah, because I was playing the Captivating Vampire starter deck.
Okay.
So that's why I have a Captivating Vampire in my binder right now. It was kind of cool. It's a black-green deck, and then I forgot what he had, but he ended up having a Garruk, so it was kind of fun. But yeah, me and him were playing, and some guy just got up from his table, and he was on his way out, and just like, oh, so what colors do you guys play? I'm like, we kind of just started. I'm playing my black-green deck, and he's just playing his deck, because that's what we have. And the guy was like, oh, okay. And that was about it. Like, I didn't even know how big the game was when me and him were just playing.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just a game we played. But, yeah. And then it was the... So then I kept on going to the shop every day after school. Or every day that I could. Cool. Yeah. Still just kind of getting to know him. Back before Jake was behind the counter and Trent still worked there. But, yeah, that store was really different back then.
When I first started Magic, it was after I had played Wyvern for a bit. Yes, there was a card game called Wyvern. It was all about dragons. That's why I started playing it.
Hmm.
And then I spent the night at my grandma's house. My older brother, who's 5 years older than me at the time, was living there. And in one of my grandma's spare bedrooms, I found a whole bunch of Magic cards. So I just cleaned them up, set them up on top of something, went about getting what I was looking for, came back, or my brother got back, and I wanted to talk with him. He came in when I was still sorting stuff and said, hey, did you touch the Magic cards? And I said, yeah, I just sorted them up. He goes, okay, well, they're yours now.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So kind of pick a minor revised collection up, nothing of like value or anything in it. So asked a couple of friends if they knew how to play. One of them like, yeah, I know how to play, when can you learn? So, well, like a week later I was going by Game Guild when it was in downtown Lake Geneva. If you know where Overland is, right across from Champs.
Somewhat.
That used to be Game Guild.
Okay.
When it first opened up, that was the only game store. And then Aftermath opened up, which was above Champs, pretty much. Like, you go up the stairs next to Champs. Well, I bought a 4th edition starter deck. And I kind of mixed everything together. Told my friend Casey, I was like, oh yeah, I'm spending the night at my grandma's, so why don't you come over Saturday morning? Well, it was middle of January, and 7:30 in the morning, my grandparents are already out the door. Let me in, it's cold out here! So I don't like AC in. I mean, that's how I woke up, was him banging at the front door. We sat for the next, like, 7 hours on my grandparents' dining room table playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me a lot, but a lot of it was wrong.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well, kind of tried to make my first deck and went back to Game Guild, played a couple of people, and I just got stomped. So then I met my friend Ricky, who I got him to start playing. Well, eventually we actually started knowing what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Started showing up to the Saturday tournaments, and I think a couple of them, probably talking about my friend Rick.
Possibly.
We started kind of top eighting, like a 10-person tournament.
So yeah, sorry, everyone. I didn't even know that my phone was had a call. I didn't know it was mine. But I don't know how long it's been paused, so we're just going to continue the story where we are at.
Could always catch up again, but Ricky ended up moving, so he gave me all of his cards. Well, and it was Urza's Saga came out in 98, 99, roughly, I think. And that's when Game Guild moved and KD's cards came in. Well, with KD's cards coming in, I got to know Jeremy, who was running it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, did he complete... Okay, stop texting me. Turn your Do Not Disturb mode on. Jeremy, anyways.
Uh-huh.
Got, totally changed my thought process on competitive Magic. And in the midst of Combo Winter, we built, or he had tier 1 deck built. I had two tier 1 decks built. And then every tournament was him and I in the finals. No matter what. There was a Type 2 tournament for a unlimited time walk. And I was so upset because we got started like 2 hours late. It was supposed to start at 4, but we didn't start till 6. And there was 200 people. Everyone. Because at the time, Katie's cards had 4 or 5 other shops in Walworth County. So JR spread the word through all of the shops that, hey, we're doing this big tournament here. Come and show up. 2 o'clock in the morning, we finally got done with the Swiss. And I missed Breakers. I was so upset. So pissed at myself. Because my mom called at like 12:30 and said, hey, because she had known JR from me hanging in there. She called and said, hey, is Bob still there? Oh yeah, he's still in contention to try and win big. So, and it was 2 a.m. and I had to drive 4 blocks home. The next morning, my mom looked at me, she goes, was it worth it? And I said, yes, even though I didn't win. But yeah, Combo Winter cemented my like for Magic. Because it was something completely different. We had never seen anything like it. There were so many viable combo decks. There were so many aggro decks, too. Which was really surprising. Like, you know Rancor?
Yeah.
That was, like, the backbone of a mono-green stompy deck.
Yeah, that's what Mark had said in his podcast.
Mm-hmm. Actually, just heard that this morning. And that's what reminded me. Because I built the mono-green aggressive deck with Elvish Lyris. And albino trolls, wild dogs, and pouncing jaguars.
Huh. Yeah, Yeah, I didn't like officially get into Magic though until until Skyrim came out. And
Skyrim?
Skyrim, yeah.
What?
It was weird. Okay, so the weird thing to it is, while in school, a buddy of mine, Cody Milius.
Okay.
He was sitting there with his Halo Reach. He got the Master Pack with the models or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, that's a cool game and all that. I never really ever played that game online. And then he's like, oh, dude, you should come over and play it sometime. And I was at his place and noticed he played Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic.
Oh, God.
So that's how I got into Magic, because I actually had someone to play against. But that's when, then we went to the Aviston Restored.
Pre-release or game day?
Game day, where the free event was. Everyone got one free event. That was about when I met every single person at Badger that played Magic, and that's where I met Kevin, that's where I met Sheiks.
I don't ever remember on an Aviston free day.
Yeah, it was. It was one draft free.
It would have been a Sunday, so yeah.
It was on a Saturday.
It couldn't have been on a Saturday. Because the Saturday was the big day Jason did draft for a box.
Huh.
Every pre-release, Jason on Saturday gives away a box for the Saturday event. So it couldn't have been that.
It might have been the
Might have been
Sunday.
A Sunday, because I couldn't go to the Saturday one, because that was when my brother-in-law Tony was getting married. Because I was so pissed, because like the week before I got let go from my job, because I handed him my 2-week notice. So it's like, screw it, I guess I get a week vacation. So I went to the Monday night draft, and it was Dark Ascension Innistrad. And that was the first draft in a 6-person pod that I ever 3-0'd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Either here or another place.
Yeah, alright. It works. But, yeah, that wasn't, like, that was when I finally started getting into it. I think once we get back from food, we can go into the fact on how you actually started.
I'm just going through drive-thru.
All right.
I'm not walking.
Then you just order whatever food.
Yeah, I think I just put it on my card in Konomi.
Yeah, just add it to the tab.
Yeah, could I get... number 7 with barbecue sauce and Coke to drink.
I'll do 2 McDoubles and a Coke to drink. 2 McDoubles, a medium fry, and a large Coke.
Did you say 2 McDoubles?
Yeah.
Window?
I think so. Is that first window?
Yep.
Hey, everyone, tweet at us. Tell us if it was first window or second window.
Ugh. Sir. Yeah, I just don't want to walk on my leg right now.
No worries.
Yesterday we went to the ice cream social for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. And like just walking from where we parked to go up and get the ice cream and then go sit down, I was hurting.
Ice cream social?
Yeah, they have an ice cream social at the beginning of the year for Denison Central now. Because Denison Central is only 4K kindergarten, first, second, and third now. Fourth and fifth. Fourth and fifth go to Eastview. Thank you, ma'am. So, because they don't include all the kids to show up, they do ice cream socials. So, the end of the first month, middle of the first month for the next 3 years is ice cream socials.
Where you get to meet all the other teachers?
Well, meet a couple of the teachers, the principal.
The other parents.
Like, I actually got to go see her classroom, and oh my god, is Denison Central different. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a common thing for schools to be extremely different from last time we were there.
Well, let's see, I graduated high school in 01, and the last time I was in Denison Central was probably, like, 95, 96.
I was born in 95.
Thank you for making me feel old, jackass.
I'll always make you feel old, though. But yeah, we really didn't start hanging out until freaking I was surviving off of $20 a week, going to my aunt's and doing a couple yard work and all that. So when I went to F&M, it was, I had a EDH deck.
Sorry.
And you taught me the value of cards that have multiple functions. God, you tore apart every single one of my EDH decks.
Both figuratively and literally.
Quite literally. That was back when you still had Scion and, what's Janara. The name? Scion, Janara, and...
Then Niv-Mizzet.
And then you had Niv-Mizzet for the longest of time.
Yeah. I know, that was 3 years ago, 2013.
Yeah. That was, wow. But no, that wasn't just 3 years ago.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't.
Well, but I mean...
That was a while back.
That was 2012, 2013. Yeah,
2012, 2013. That's where we had our... 13-player plane chase.
Mistake.
Mistake. God, that game was 3 hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not bad for a 13-player EDH game.
Well, it's not bad if we had more than 5 turns apiece.
No, we were. I think we were at double digits.
I don't think we got that far.
I mean, it was the collective voyage is what killed everybody.
Well, yeah, the collective voyage, this is back when I still had Dakin Blackblade as my first deck. And freaking was just only land, so a collective voyage brought all my lands out.
All 18.
Yeah, I took all of them.
And then the next turn there was a world fire.
Yep. That was the worst part, is that?
Oh, that was so fun.
This was right before world fire got banned.
This was at M13 celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just too funny. Because I only took like 2 of each, because I was playing Janara. I'm like, everyone's going to take 18 and someone's going to Armageddon. Yeah, I'm going to play it safe.
Well, I was the only one after the Wildfire that still had lands in our deck.
You mean Worldfire?
Yeah, after the Worldfire that still had lands in my deck. But someone happened to flip to, what plane was it called?
Gnar Isle. Well, no, no. We went, there was Worldfire on like turn 4. Then it went around, became my turn 5. And I had a Forest and a Llanowar Elf out. To which I did my free roll and nothing happened, and then I did a paid roll, and we planeswalked away from wherever we were at and went to Gnar Isle. And for anybody who, most people who aren't going to know Gnar Isle, it's at the beginning of each player's upkeep, player puts a counter on Gnar Isle, and then Gnar Isle deals the damage of number of counters and damage to that player. So after a wildfire, everybody was already at 1.
Yeah, the people
all
that didn't know
I did
that
was
does.
Say go.
Yeah. The moment that flipped up, I'm just like, why does that have to be at 4 damage when it got to me? Because I had a way to gain life in my hand. Right before the upkeep, too. This is like, it had to be 4 damage. So then everyone's like, ah, damn it, Bob wins.
I was happy with that.
Yep. But, yeah, talk about games you just didn't want to play. 13-man plane chase.
Never again.
Never. Never again.
Even though I won it. Never again.
I mean, it was fun, but you can never pay attention to what people were doing because every person had a way to respond to it.
Well, the problem is that the room wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are now at Extreme Games in Lindenhurst, Illinois. It's a decent shop. You should come check it out.
And our contact info is in the show notes. We don't really need to go over it for the 20th time. We don't even do it in our after hours.
I didn't even have link to after hours because you didn't have it ready last week.
I just linked to the after hours SoundCloud.
Yeah, well, I try and link to each individual episode.
No, I didn't have it the 2 weeks ago. Windmill, windmill for the land, the forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking voting land. Love forever, love is free. It's Max. One, I forgot to say see y'all. And number two, just as a quick update, yeah, we didn't have an after hours this week. There really wasn't much news for us to talk about. Just mainly just old ass stories. Whatever. See y'all. Don't shout, chitty, 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 chit